Well, good morning, Jack. Right on time, as always.
A lawyer's time and advice are his stock and trade.
So you'll give me an hour, is that it?
Yeah, Doc, something like that. And I'll make sure you're charged my hourly rate.
Maybe I should think about raising my fees.
You might lose patience.
Would I lose you?
Is that a serious question?
Perhaps it is.
No, Doc, you wouldn't lose me. I love your abuse.
Is that really how you see it?
Sometimes, but then that's what makes me the masochist.
And me the sadist.
Hey, got it in one.
Jack, you're not usually one for banter. Tell me what's bothering you.
My last week's session didn't do wonders for me.
I got some important work done. We opened the door a crack, and I hope we can do more today. It isn't easy, though, is it? And I wouldn't be at all surprised if you had nightmares this week. Did you? Is that what's bothering you?
This is what's bothering me. This came in the mail last week. It's from my old unit.
30-year reunion. That'll be a big one.
Yeah, a big one.
They certainly go all out. It's like a magazine. Tell me why you're showing me this.
I don't know. Maybe because it's synchronicity or something, as we've been talking about Nam and...
Have you attended any of the other reunions?
No.
None?
No.
Why?
Why what?
Why didn't you go? That's most unusual. It would have been a way to see old friends, renew old acquaintances. Aren't you the least bit curious about what happened to them?
Yes, of course I am.
Well?
Well, what?
Jack, we're just going around and around you. Why are you showing me this invitation? If you haven't gone to any of the other reunions, why would you want to go to this one? Do you want to go to this one?
I'd go if...
Yes? Go on, Jack.
I'd go if Joey were going to be there.
Well, how do you know that he's not?
Turn the page.
Yes?
Well, you see Joey's name and address and phone number listed? Christ, they listed every fucking body else.
Why do you think his name was left off the list?
They probably don't know how to get in touch with him.
They knew where to get in touch with you. You're on the list.
Well, that's because I send them a few $100 a year.
Uh-huh. Is that all of it?
What do you mean?
You've showed me this list, but you're glancing around it. Why didn't you go to the other reunions? Was Joey listed on any of the previous mailings?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Jack, you don't believe that, do you?
I just told you. I don't fucking know.
Could Joey be dead?
Well, of course he could be dead. He could have had a heart attack or got hit by a bus. How the fuck would I know?
You could have contacted some of these names from your old unit. They might know.
You know, it's not on my front burner to call every grunt in the army to find out whether Joey Montaneo is dead or not.
Jack, could you have just imagined that he was real? Like the bear or like Marilyn?
I never imagined Marilyn was any more than a post-hypnotic suggestion. You really do think I'm a complete fucking fruitcake, don't you?
No, Jack.
Don't be condescending.
I just think you're avoiding the issue.
What issue am I avoiding?
What do you,
Cut this shit and just tell me.
It's not my job to tell you. I'm not here to clear the trees for you, Jack. I'm walking behind you. I'll point the trees out to you after you run into them, not before. Tell me. Have you been dreaming about Joey?
Yes. I dreamt about him last night.
So you are remembering your dreams now. That's very positive.
It doesn't feel that way.
What do you remember about the dream?
It's all gone out of my head. I can't remember a fucking thing. Look, Doc, let's just forget it today. Maybe I'll remember something next week. I just don't have the head for this today. I got to be in court this afternoon, and it's not fair to my clients.
Sit down, Jack. You're grandstanding. We've talked about that before. Hang on for just a few more minutes, and if you still need to leave, we'll call it a day. You're close to something.
What do you mean?
You came into the office all smiles and old boy banter, and now you're ready to run out the door.
So?
I think you're on the verge of a breakthrough. If you can tough it out. Look, sit back down for just a minute.
That's a mistake.
That's better. Now, tell me what you meant about not being fair to your clients.
I don't know. Probably that I'd screw up later if I got upset here.
Then tell me what you think would upset you.
The dream. Talking about it.
Last night's dream?
Yeah.
Well, Jack, it's up to you. I can't force you to talk about it.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I remember that I turned the sound off the television, but left the set on for company. And I was watching Lucy gesturing at Desi, and the light from the TV was blinking on and off, and...
And?
And the light coming out of the television changed, like it was mist pouring out of the screen. And it was that deep purple color that I told you about. And I must have fallen asleep just then, because it was like the mist brought what was inside the television out. Something crazy like that. And I was like, I was in the television, blinking in that mist. Which I guess was supposed to be time or something, because I was skipping around in it and following Joey. I figured I'd always be safe with Joey, because he was a survivor. He survived the bopping gangs and the drugs and everything else. But the poor fucker changed. Time wasn't good to him. He lost most of his hair and put on weight, which changed the shape of his face, you know? Took out the definition and sharp, clean, good looks and replaced them with a softness that was somehow repellent. And Joey smelled bad. He was dressed in jeans and a faded shirt. And he took me to his father's candy store in Bayonne, New Jersey. Showed me where he'd grown up. The candy store was blue and smoking with mist. It was like all the glass bottles filled with candy and little test tubes and beakers and mist. The mist was the kind of blue color you see in the flame of a Bunsen burner. Like everything was on fire.
God damn, but it's good to fucking see you, Professor. Look at this place. Tell me this ain't absolute heaven. Now, this place was always on my mind at night. I always dreamed when we were under fire and I was shitting my pants that I was back here deciding which kind of candy I wanted. You know, I was dreaming about which candy I wanted when I was dragging your half-dead ass into that VC tunnel after you got hit. You remember getting hit, don't you?
No, Joey, I can't remember.
Really? I told you about all the different kinds of candy. You don't remember that?
No.
Hey, maybe that's not so bad, you know, not being able to remember. Lots of shit I wouldn't mind forgetting. Oh, here, you gotta try these candies. The ones stuck in the paper rolls. Remember these fuckers? Oh, and these? Oh, nigger babies, remember them? And jujubes? And the sugar water and the wax soldiers? I mean, man, if I would ever chew on these when I was scared out of my gourd. Good?
Yeah, Joey, great.
You want to go back?
Where?
To Nam. Where else?
Nam. Nam, what the fuck for?
Well, I don't know. I'm always back there, you know what I mean? I wasn't happy there. It was fucking terrible. But I was happy, you know what I mean?
No, Joey. I don't know. But now, maybe I do. I don't, I guess.
Come on, I'll take you across the street for shots of beer. Yeah, now you see right there? That's Stadler Avenue. Next to Larry's Bar, where we're going. That's where I work, Cali and La Crosse. It's a building for
me. What do you do there?
I'm the chief electrician. Hey, you married?
Divorced.
Kids?
Yeah. But tell me about you.
Okay, to my wife, Gina. She looks like Gina Lola Brigida. Built me three beautiful daughters. I got a big four-bedroom apartment in the neighborhood, and I do everything you and I said we'd never do. Go to church, take the kids to their games, and PT fucking A. Hey, you know what? It's great. Here we are, Professor. Now I ask you, is this a neighborhood bar or what?
We don't seem to do much business, no customers. Where's the bartender? At the lunch?
Don't need no fucking bartender. Here's a fifth of Johnny Red. Ta-da! And shot glasses. And this bud's for you, baby. Now, drop the shot into the beer like a good boy.
Where'd you learn to do that?
What? Drop a shot into a beer? Come on, give me a break.
Oh, no, I meant how'd you make the beer and the mugs and the Johnny Red appear out of thin air like that?
Ah, magic, man. I'm the magic man, remember? I saved your prickly ass, didn't I?
Yeah, Joey, you did that.
Man, you look so fucking sad. Good beer and scotch always have that effect on you. Cheer up, Professor. And I'll tell you a secret. A big-ass fucking secret.
Yeah, Joey. Tell me a secret.
Okay, I'll lean over here, boy, and I'll tell you.
Okay, I'm leaning.
You're fucking dead, boy.
Fuck you!
Okay, okay, all right.
You want to know the real secret? We're still in way. You and me. Still stuck in some post-conflict Vietnam. What do you think of that, asshole? We never fucking left it.
I left it.
Come here. Cling on me! I love you all with you! Get off me! Choke me! What's going on? What's happening?
I'm taking you back home, honey.
Your mama, just gotta stay with you. Come on, you gotta help me. You gotta try not to be dead weight here. Yeah, you're okay. You're gonna be okay now.
Doc, Joey, I can't see.
You're gonna be fine now, buddy. You're safe. Just relax and cool out.
Are we dead? Are we buried?
No, Jack, we're gonna be fine. Jesus Christ, Jesus H. Christ.
What? What? What's the matter, Joey? What's the matter? Am I dying? Don't.
I told you, you ain't gonna fucking die. I just gotta dress your wound. Oh, no, hold still, okay? Don't look, just fucking relax.
Doc, Joey, I can't see. Where are we?
Come on, quiet up, Professor. I told you, we're in one of the Gook's tunnels, and hey, look, if you look up, you can see some light. You see, we ain't dead or buried, just so cool out and relax.
I can see golden swords, Joey. Joey, shut up.
There ain't no golden swords, it's just fucking sunlight coming through. Just hold the fuck still. Jesus Christ, I gotta stop the bleeding. Yeah, okay, that's gonna have to do until we can get a medic to fix you up proper. Hey, the bombing stopped, you see? We're gonna be all right. We just gotta wait it out, that's all.
Oh, it hurts, Joey. I don't know if I can...
Shh, wait a sec. Did you hear that?
I get it, somebody. We
can... No, you asshole, that's our own boys. Can't you tell? Shit, they think they're gooks hiding down here. Hold on. I'm going up there to tell them that we're fucking Americans.
No, man. Don't leave me here. Stark, please don't leave.
You're fine. Don't worry, Jack. I got you covered. Hey, up there, don't do nothing. It's Joey Mantenejo and the professor down here. It's Joey.
Oh, God. Father in heaven. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm fucking trying to get here again. Oh, Joey. Joey. Are you okay, Joey? Speak to me. God damn it. Stand up. You're all over me, you beat it! Oh no, Joey, get off of me! You're a blood, you're a sick god! Ah! Joey! God damn it, get off of me!
Jack, are you okay?
Where am I? What the hell happened?
You were telling me about your dream about being back in Vietnam.
Don't be crazy, Joey!
You remember what happened now, don't you, Jack?
Joey's dead.
He died trying to save you, didn't he? And he was trying to save himself. Don't forget that. There's no blame on you. Nothing for you to feel guilty about.
Oh, God, no. Joey.
But you stopped yourself from remembering everything, didn't you, Jack? Because you didn't want to see what happened next. Now, try to tell me what happened after Joey died.
Nothing. Nothing happened. Leave me alone. That's enough. That's enough for today.
You have to go back. You have to face the monster, and then it will finally be all over and done with.
But Joey, that's it. Joey's dead. That's what it's been. That's why I haven't been able to sleep.
There's more. You have to go back. There's something else you have to see, Jack. You know that now, don't you?
No, I don't. I don't want to know anymore. I've seen enough. Maybe next time. Okay, maybe next time we take it from there.
You are ready now, Jack. There will be no next time. You have to go back now.
No. I'm not ready yet.
You are. Go back, Jack.
Oh, God. Father in heaven. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm fucking trying to get here again. Oh, Joey. Are you okay, Joey? Speak to me. God damn it. Stand up. You're all over me, you beat it! Oh no, Joey, get off of me! You're a blood, you're a sick ass! Ah! Joey! God damn it, get off of me!
Help me, Mama. Mama, help me.
No, Jack. It's me, Marilyn. Just lie still. Now, open your eyes. Go on. You'll be okay.
Oh, God.
Open your eyes, Jack. There. That's it. Yes. Open your eyes.
Why? Why do you have blood all over your mouth?
It's your blood, Jack.
Where's Joey?
Joey's gone. I'm here now. Everything will be all right. I'll help you. There. Can you feel me? Can you feel that?
Oh.
Here. Give me your hands, Jack. Feel my skin. And here. Open your mouth, Jack. Let me kiss you. Now, that's better, isn't it?
I can't breathe.